September 17th. It's that line. I was just about to drive over to the farmer's market, but now I'm not going to. I mean, I'm really not going to. It's not the drive. Gruesome at 4 p.m. Friday, all the rush going everywhere at once. Or how hard it is to park. Gnarly. It's that line. The idea of getting into it. Those 10 people in front of me, thought bubble tomatoes floating over their heads, or behind me. Well, I can't see them because I'm so focused on the sellers, so slow. Two of them walking with her, from this end of a 40-foot table to that end, waiting to hear a basket. Wait, no, just those three tomatoes. How much is it? Make change, stopping on the way back to sit on the back edge of the big truck, flatten dollars into a tray, drink water. Okay, it's really hot, so okay, water. And I'm thinking, if I concentrate hard enough, I can push the fast forward button of farmer's market time and get up there before I'm more wilted than I'm afraid that head of red lettuce I have my eye on will be by the time I get there. Now, if the guy would drive over to my house and drop off all the things I like to get, carrots, beets, corn, beans, green or yellow, but yellow if you have them, snap peas, any fruit you're picking right now, all of it, squash, garlic, even tomatoes, which I'm kind of allergic to if I don't cook them a lot, and that would be great, and I tip him good. Just don't make me stand in that damn line. Of course, he doesn't make me, I do, so no, I'm not going to. Not this week, at least. One line too many today, and that way too long lifetime of lines waiting for her, to make up her mind. Thought bubbles I'm fighting to pry my way into, but they're already all full of tomatoes. 40 feet of table, me sitting in the middle, and well, it's just those three tomatoes. Not that, Paul, not today. Just those three tomatoes, please. Me? I take everything. All I can haul to the car without having to go back and wait in that line again. Bags and bags of it. Enough for today, tomorrow. And you, for sure, if you were available tonight, I'd take you in a second, twice if I could. And I'd wait in a lot longer line to do it, too. So let's say we have dinner tonight. I'll make it for you. All these bags I hauled. No? Okay. Maybe some other time. So tonight, I'm going to make French fries out of a bag from the freezer, burnt crisp, just like I like them. Lots of ketchup. Maybe an egg. I have that too. Sounds good. And tomorrow? Well, I don't care about tomorrow. Because today, you wouldn't come over. And no way I'm going to wait in that stupid line. No way. Just because there happens to be a tomorrow.